Hello everyone. I hope you are all having a very good time at FOSDEM, and thank you everyone for joining my talk. I'm super excited to present my talk on securing and hardening container hosts. So without further delay, let's begin. The story starts with a command. Suppose you're working on an application, a really cool application, and it's time to deploy your application to your favorite cloud provider. For instance, Google Cloud platform that we are using here, and you run this command called gcloud container clusters create, and it would fire up cluster with a couple of nodes depending on the parameters that you provide it with, and within no time your application would be up and running. But you got to ask this question: what's behind this cluster? What's making this all possible? It could be a container OS. A container OS is not much different from the traditional OS, but the design philosophy is what brings the difference. These days, more and more applications are getting deployed as containers, and so are the tools and libraries. Traditional servers operating systems serve a wide variety of projects and users, so the tooling that ship the OS makes it bulky. This is where the container OS comes into the picture. So the container OS are primarily lightweight operating system built to run container workloads and also security focused. You probably have noticed that I'm mentioning this fact that the container OS is lightweight operating system. Since the OS ships a lesser number of packages, it automatically reduces the surface area, the attack surface area, and it brings in maintainability and, more than that, better security. When I talk about this container workloads, I mean to say it could be a very bare minimum Docker setup to a very huge company running their huge infrastructure in Kubernetes or Docker or any other container runtime or etc. So there are a couple of container OS in the ecosystem. A couple of them are provided by the cloud providers. Like we know that there is this bottle rocket that comes from AWS. We have container optimized OS just comes from Google. And then we have open source friendly OS like Flatcart, Container Linux, K3 OS, Photon OS, Fedora Core OS, and others. So this brings to my introduction. So hello everyone, I am Sayan Chaudhary. I work for Microsoft and have been part of the Flatcart Container Linux team for a while now. My day-to-day job usually revolves around maintaining the steady release cadence, packaging package updates, and keeping Flatcart bug-free. And also in the free time, I sometimes dabble with Flatcart as well. So before going more into depth, let me talk about Flatcart, because I told that I've been working on Flatcart and Flatcart being a container OS and the topic of this talk. So let me give a brief introduction about Flatcart. So Flatcart's lineage comes from Chromium OS and Core OS. So Flatcart was basically forked out of Core OS, the Container Linux project. And the base of Flatcart Container Linux is Gentoo. So if you visit the project repos, you will see we use the Gentoo package manager to do things. And Flatcart is primarily, as I told, is security focused. We have a bunch of container focused tooling in there, and I'll cover this towards the end of my talk. But now that we have a good knowledge of the story about what is happening, let's introduce the main characters of the story, Alice and Bob. So Alice and Bob are tasked with revamping their infrastructure in order to provide a very secure environment, specifically with the container OS point of view. So they ask this question: what can we do to in order to like secure the container OS that supports the whole cluster? So here I am, giving a couple of ideas on how to make the container host more secure. So the first item I'll talk about is audit. So let's start with audit. Audit is a Linux framework which provides user with a security auditing aspect in Linux. It primarily collects metadata around the system activity that is happening and helps you to create an audit trail. And the main focus lies around security. This also helps with facilitating incident investigation. So suppose you have an incident, a security incident later down in the line, this audit would help you building up and doing going through a trail and seeing what actually caused or what actually happened in the system. So you can query those logs to know what is happening in the system, and you won't be like blind anymore to those attacks. And primarily build along to report those exploits that happen. So now the audit framework has a couple of components, but it has a couple of commands. You can do search, you can do report. So there, but the main things that I'll be talking about here today is the focus would be around audit CTL, the rules, the audit rules, and the daemon. So the audit daemon is nothing but a service that runs in the background and is responsible for collecting and writing the logs to the disk. The audit CTL is the command that helps you to interact with that particular daemon. And then you have one of the code that is the rules, the audit rules, which help you that basically controls that what gets collected and gets written to that particular daemon. It's placed in the etc directory. So etc audit rules is where the rules are stored and is primarily controlled by those flags. So here I have mentioned these two things, if you can see, the file system and the system call. So you basically use these flags, a combination of them, depending on your use case, and then you can interact with those particular logs. So there are three types of them. Like you have the control, the file system, and the system calls. The control is used to primarily configure this particular audit system, and then you have the file system, which are used to audit the access to the files and the directories. If you can see that you have this hyphen W, which you provide the path of the file you would like to watch, and then you have the permission flag, which using which you can what kind of things you want to do. Like it would is a permission you look for, like the read, write, execute, etc. And finally, like you have the system call, which is more robust and gives you a more deeper control over the system calls. You can technically do a lot of file system things using the system call method as well. So I'm not getting too much into the depth, but the man page actually explains a lot on this. But I'll give you an example here. So this example where I am in the beginning, I'm trying to query using the audit CTL. I see that there are no rules, hence nothing is getting audit and nothing is getting stored in the logs. And then what I do is that I try a Docker command, the Docker images command, to query and then query the journal log. So you can see that in the journal log, I can't see anything, and this confirms the absence of the rules. Next, what we do is that we add a